I think Capital Yudra will say. Lama Hashem Tamad Bevelchok Talim Leitos Batzara. So the Malbin comments Alpia Mizma Hakodem, which dealt with Hashkocha, Miss Orer al Sheilas Mimne Ma Yesh Rasha Vatovlo, Shazas Siba Sheye Ole Me Eni Habios, Hiyesh Alakim Shoftim Baaretz. So the way the Malbim understands our capital is that David HaMelech is asking about the the theological dilemma of Rasha V'Tovlo. Now, according to that understanding, the capital doesn't give an answer. Right? Well, when you get to the end of the capital, then there is no answer to the question. Right? So the question is, Lama Shem Tamad Berachok, the metaphor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing distantly is, why is it that we have the impression that there's no hashgach at all? And even Leitos Batzara, even then, maybe a discerning person can detect the veil, the hidden talim, the veil, the hidden hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even then, Leitos Batzara, you remain hidden. Even then, it seems as though it's not that what's happening in the world is carrying out and implementing Ritzon Hashem, but it seems like the workings of that the Russia is just acting of his own accord. And imposing suffering and destruction. Why should it seem to people that Begavas Rasha Yidlak Oni, even when I know, David HaMelech would say, that it is Hashkocha, and that the Rasha is acting as the Shevet Apo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath, but what appears is that the Rasha in his Gaiva is chasing after the Oni. And as a result, when people have this distorted perception, because they fail to realize that it's that you're hiding the Itos Vatsara, they see it as something natural unfolding. They see it as the only propelling force here is the gaiva of the Russia. So the result is that the Yitafsu b'mzima zucha shavu sha'al yedei, reading the Malbim at the end of Pasuk Beis, sha'al yedei sh'b'nei odom toim bazeh v'choshim b'lvavam Shaharasha osa kein me'atzmo b'geuso or b'ga'avaso u'mistapyam b'hashkacha, that this mistake causes them to be caught in the conspiratorial net of the Rasha, k'al yidei she'ein makirim shehu onesh me'Hashem v'ha'om lo shav ad hamakehu ayidei zeh yinasnu v'yad ha'rosha lasas bon kitzono. So a few things to comment on here, but again, first and foremost, I think as we know that, I don't know whether we'll get through it all today, but as one makes one's way through the capital, the question remains unanswered. The question of Tzadik V'Rabba remains unanswered. The Maaseh of the Gemara in Brachos, the Rav quotes at the beginning of Kol Dodi Dofei, has a machlokas whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was answered. Moshe Rabbeinu also asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand the apparent phenomenon of Tzadik V'Ravo, and it's a machlokas in Chazal whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was answered. But here, the David HaMelech's question remains unanswered. He concludes, the capital concludes, not with an answer, but as it were, an alternative, beginning in Pasuk Yudbeis, Kuma Hashem, Kel Nesor Yadecha, and Al Tishka Anovim V'chuluk. So, according to the Malbim's understanding, the capital reflects the fact that whatever was the case with Moshe Rabbeinu, but for the rest of us, we are left with an inability to understand the phenomenon of Rosh HaVetovot. The Rambam writes that what caused the philosophers more than anything to espouse, to adopt and espouse heretical theories and philosophies about HaKadosh Baruch Hu was their inability to come to terms with, again, this phenomenon of Rosh HaVetovot. The Malbim, one could have said that the same pshat in the capital, that David HaMelech, again, Lom Hashem Tamad Berachot, refers again to this phenomenon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly being remote and distant from human affairs, and Talam Le'itos Batzara means again that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashkiach, but it's camouflaged, veiled, etc. But one could have said the following. We find in Parshas Kisisa, after the Chet HaEgel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is poised to destroy Klal Yisrael, and says to Moshe Rabbeinu Ve'esa Oscha Mugai Gadol, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yomu Mitzrayim Lema. Lama Yecha Hashem Apta V'Amecha, and Lama Yomu Mitzrayim Lema. So what's the pshat in that Lama? Pshat in that Lama is not that Moshe Rabbeinu is challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that, you know, we hear someone say something and we're not sure it's right, we don't think we agree, so we say Lama and as a challenge. But it's clear that the Lama is a Tfila, right? It's clear that the Lama is a Tfila of Rivamo Shel Olam. If you'll adopt that course of action, so there's going to be a Chilul Hashem. And the Lama isn't Moshe Rabbeinu challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Moshe Rabbeinu being mispalo. And there's such a Tzura of Tfila of Belashon Lama. Why should this state of affairs persist, which, again, in Parshas Kisisa, which will generate, which will lend itself to an interpretation, which is a Chilul Hashem, a Beroah HaTzion. So, Lulei the Malbim, one could have said in Pasuk Aleph that The entire capital is a tefillah. And the fact that it begins with Lama, again, it isn't David HaMelech questioning the phenomenon of Rasha V'Tovlo, but it's David HaMelech, again, B'lashon Lama, not in the sense of challenging, in the sense of questioning, but it's David HaMelech, the same way following the model of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Lama Yecha Acha Lamecha, Lama Yomu Mitzrayim, it's a form of tefillah. Even the Malbim's pshat obviously doesn't mean that the David HaMelech is challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it means he's asking, why is it that you have the Rasha, the Tovlov? When the Rambam tells us that it's the theodicy, the problem of evil, which caused the philosophers to develop all kinds of heretical philosophies, is that the side of Limud Zchus in that observation? So when you look in the Rambam, there clearly isn't. You don't get if he says it by way of indictment, by way of diagnosis. He's diagnosing the amaratzis rather than being lamed zchus. But why isn't that a lamed zchus? So the that's a emotional nadavadam. Sometimes Rav Kiva Eger doesn't understand the process. So he writes Tzarkin, sometimes he writes Tzarkin Godo, sometimes he writes Hashem Yoreina. Doesn't understand how a Tosu says here is Mesyashev. With the Gemara here, he doesn't understand maybe internally how it makes sense. So he'll conclude with one of those trademark phrases. Why doesn't he conclude by saying Tosus is wrong? He should have written in the margin, skip this Tosus, fast forward to the next Tosus. So the answer is that when there's a context to a question, so that dictates whether or not a person draws inferences from his inability to answer the question, whether he remains with the Tzarachin Gadol, with Hashem Yoreina. Tzarachin means I need to learn more. Right? When Rav Kiva didn't stand Tosfos, so his reaction is, I need to learn the Tosfos some more. I need to learn the Tosfos much more. Because I really don't understand this. I need Siyata D'Shraya, Hashem Yoreina. So when there's a context, the context determines when a person draws an inference and when the person realizes that the chesaron is in himself. Ramchal writes in the Hakdamot and Seilas Hasharim. So well known that Ramchal says that the way to achieve the goal in Mesilas Hasharim is min hachazara ala v'hahasmada, because it's not, you're not going to have chidushim. It's just a reminder. So the point of a reminder is Right? If you signed up for the reminders to count Sfira, you get a reminder every day. You don't get one reminder for, you know, one reminder for 49 days, no? First Echol Amoy, don't forget to count the next 48 days. It's not gonna accomplish too much. But when you look, you don't even have to read Ramchal's Lashon carefully. We just need to read the Lashon. He says, Lo timtza berov dvarai ela dvarim which are yiduim. He doesn't say that ein berov dvarai, he says lo timtza berov dvarai. And then two lines later he says, for efshe sho yimtza hakore besichlo. A person always needs to know if there's a context to a question he has, to an impression he has. And Ramchal is really saying there, he says, there's tilei tilem shel chidushim in Maseiros Yesharim, but ruba people are not even going to sense. Not only they're not going to fully understand it, they're not even going to notice that there's something here that they're missing. Sometimes you go and you see there's a lot of beautiful scenery, but you realize that you're traveling too fast to be able to take the scenery in. And sometimes you're oblivious to the fact that that all that scenery even exists. The fact that we can't understand Rosh HaVetovlov, or the flip side of it, Tzadik V'Ralov, but there's a context to that question. There's a context to that question of again, overwhelming demonstration of Metzias Hashem, of Yediyas Hashem, of Hashgachas Hashem. So how is it, in light of all that, that there's a phenomenon of Rosh HaVetovlov? It's Tzarechi and God of Hashem Yorosena. The Rambam Teorah remains very true. Ad HaYom Hazeh, you see, but we have to have the humility to know that we don't and can't and therefore won't understand everything. And when there's a context, the context tells us whether it's appropriate to draw an inference or not. If there is no context, then you are supposed to draw an inference. I remember many, many years ago, an editor of a journal sent a submission to my father, Zichron Levracha, asking him if he would read it over and share his impressions. So my father did. And then when the editor called him up, he said, so what did you think? He said, it's gibberish. It's nonsense. So the editor said, yeah, I didn't understand it either, but I thought maybe it's because it was so profound. So sometimes, if there's no context, sometimes it's not true that everything a person reads, written by anyone, so a person, the conclusion should be, you know, if it doesn't make sense to me, you know, it's a thing, and so sometimes the person is supposed to draw an inference and that it's gibberish. But other times, obviously, there is and just an overwhelmingly compelling context, and then the person is supposed to conclude with Tzarechi and Gogo, Hashem Yoreinu. the Malbim's comment on the phrase of Yitafsu Benzima Zofa Shavu, he says that as a result, since people have the misperception due to the Ta'alim Le'itos Batzar, because you're veiled, you're hidden, due to their perception that the Gavis Rasha Yidlak Ani, that the Ani is just because the Rasha is able to give free rein to his grandiose evil ambitions, because they don't see the Rasha as functioning as Shevet Apo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so as a result, they then become ensnared, Yitafsu, in this conspiratorial net, because if they would have recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting, albeit in a veiled way, so then there would be Nisora Tetshuva. That's basically the idea of the famous one in the beginning of Hilchos Taanios, that if a person reacts to an Eis Tzara with the Halachta Mimi Bikari, as seeing it as just incidental, accidental, it's geopolitics, there's no element of Hashgacha. So the Rambam says it's Derech HaTzarius. Derech HaTzarius, because it's going that we should be misdabek with the Maaseinu Harayim. When there's a tzara that affects the klal, so a yochid, according to the Rambam, could have a tzara which isn't an onish being imposed, but just that he's not zocha to a hashkacha to ward off that tzara. But by the Rambam, there's no such thing. By the Rambam, there's always hashkacha. And if there's an eis tzara l'rabim, so it's never something which can be understood exclusively or should be understood exclusively on the natural level. It's always something that needs to be understood as well on the providential level. Kihilo rosha al tavas nafsho v'otzeya berif niyetz Hashem. The result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha being camouflaged is that the Rasha, who's in reality only being allowed to act again as Shevet Apo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rod of wrath, but he and so many others see it that he's succeeding. And the Rasha is, he takes pride in the fact that he has exceeded. Al, here, for the Malbim, has the sense of beyond, above and beyond. Ki hilal Rasha al tavas nafsho, that he succeeded beyond his tavas, beyond his wildest dreams. Uvotzeya beirech nietz Hashem. Rotzeya is the object here, not the subject. The subject is not stated, it's just implied by the verb of Berech. And one who praises the Rasha, the Rotzeya, the by not recognizing Hashgachas Hashem, that person is guilty of Nietz Hashem. Again, all of this is part of David HaMelech's desire to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this allowed to unfold that way. Rasha kegova apo bal yidrosh ein elokim kom zinosav. Again, the Loma carries over. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Dorish to hold the Rasha accountable, who who believes and who preaches a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not part of his thoughts. There's no recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not only is he not punished, but Yachilu Dracha V'choles. He seems to be enjoying supernatural success. Right? Kol Drachav take root and are successful. Moral Mishpatacha Minegda. Your judgments are so far removed from him. He doesn't seem to be have any judgment visited upon him. And on the contrary, called Sovirov Yafiyah Bahem. His enemies, he blows away with your judgments against them. Omer Belibo, the Rasha, thinks to himself, Bal Emot, I'll never falter. He doesn't think that there's any ultimate din v'cheshbon. The door v'ador, shelo v'ra. And not only immediately does he feel secure, but even thinking towards the future as well. That he's not going to be held accountable. Okay, we'll stop here for a second.